Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Lives. Easy, calm down. Now, I want to talk about the other side of this story. All this forgive, forgive, forgive. I want to talk about the wrong people and what they're doing wrong and how wrong they are. I know all about that part. The forgiving part, I don't know. I'm still working on learning to do that. Yeah, me too. But the wrong side of this and the attitude that you're supposed to have when you do something wrong, I have figured that part out by doing the wrong thing so often. I eventually figured out what I'm supposed to do when I do wrong. So I want to talk about that side of this thing so we can understand when, where, and how this forgiveness needs to come in, right? Now, we're going to start in the beginning with the Garden of Eden. You got a man and your woman. And God said, one rule, don't eat any fruit on this tree. Because if you eat the fruit on this tree, you'll know the difference between good and evil. I don't want you to know the difference between good and evil. I don't want to be talking about sin all day. So don't eat this fruit on this tree. That's one rule. So immediately they go and eat the fruit on the tree. Now this is what the Lord called out to the man, where are you, he asked. And the man said, I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid. I was naked, so I hid. The Lord God said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten the fruit of the tree I commanded you not to eat? The man said, it was a woman you put in here with me. Okay. Now, there's a few things we want to analyze here. First, you didn't answer the question, did you? Did you eat the fruit? The one rule I gave you. It wasn't me. The second thing we got to put in there is, it was a woman you put in here with me. You can't blame me. You were the one to put her here. He's about to turn this around on God. He's only given one rule. He immediately breaks it, and he's trying to blame God for giving him the woman in the first place. I'm telling you this story for a reason, okay? We are descended from that. We all have that DNA in our body right here. There are some people, the moment you tell them, did you do this thing that looks like you did something wrong? Did you do this wrong thing? It was her. See what I'm saying? That's the first instinct they had. If you're going to be wrong, you at least have the right attitude about it. If you're going to make a mistake, you have to figure out what you're going to do with that. But for some people, that defensiveness is their first response. And we're going to talk about that. And I want to draw a contrast. Now, what would the right way to have, what would be the right attitude? Well, there was a time Jesus is walking through a part of town. This is Samaritans. That's the opposition neighborhood. So he's going through there. And he's talking to these guys. And it's in the middle of the day. There's a woman there. And she's getting water out of the well. Now, she's coming in the middle of the day instead of early in the morning because she wants to avoid all the other people in town because they all talk bad about her and stuff and say she's just no good and she's a hussy and this and that. And so Jesus is there at the midday, and he tells her, why don't you bring me some water? And she brings some water, and she's kind of shocked that he's talking to her because doesn't he know she's the kind of person nobody talks to. So if you give me that next verse there, Jesus told her, go get your husband and come back. I have no husband, she replied. Jesus said to her, you're right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you've had five husbands, and the man you have now is not your husband. So what you have said is very true. Now, here's what she says. Sir, the woman said, I can see that you're a prophet. Our people have worshipped on this mountain for a long time. You Jews claim the place we must worship in is Jerusalem, and so on and so forth. Understand? This woman said, you know what you're talking about. I would like some help right now. I'm going to start asking you questions about how to get this thing straight. Now, see, this is the attitude we're supposed to have. Now imagine if she had the attitude that Adam had that we just looked at, where he said, well, you know, that ain't your husband either, is it? if you have that defensive reaction, like, hey, wait, who are you to judge, and how is it, are you going to talk to me like that, and how can it be? She recognizes, okay, well, you know what's up. You're a prophet. Let me just get some help right away. See, that it's possible to have a good reaction when somebody calls you on what you're going through. You understand what I'm saying? I was driving in a car once with one of the fellas from the meeting. We were coming home after the bridge. And my wife called me, and I picked up the phone. And this brother, you know, he could only hear my side of the conversation. So I'm talking. I said, "Yes, yeah, no, yes, yes. You're right. You're right. No, you're right. I'm wrong. You're right. You're right. I did. You're right. I didn't. You're, yes, right. You're right. Bye." Hung up. He looked over at me and said, "What was that?" I said, "Son, that was a three-hour conversation." Now, a three-hour argument. I don't know how long it takes you to have a three-hour argument, but I've got it down to about 30 seconds. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. You're right. That's it. Magic words. I don't want to talk about it for 3 hours. I don't. After 3 hours, I don't care who's wrong or who's right or whatever you want me to believe. I believe it. You're right. I know I'm wrong. I'm wrong all day. Y'all don't even know me. I have wrong attitudes, wrong. If she's telling me I'm wrong, chances are, just on the odds, she's right. I could just say, no, you're right. See, there's a possibility to do the wrong thing but have the right attitude about it. And we have to recognize that when people do wrong by us. You know, some people have this mentality, stick with your lie. Okay? You ever heard that? If anyone's ever told you, stick with your lie, go find them wherever they are, bless their heart, and just punch them right in the eye. There's a Bible verse that covers it. I'll look it up. We'll deal with that later. But you cannot stick with your lie. That's going to hurt every relationship you've got. You know what I mean? You can look for, you know, that defensiveness is going to prevent that healing, isn't it? We can't have that defensive mentality. When we see people display that to us, we have to work to help them get out from underneath that. And then we have the manipulation piece. Now, that's a real wrong attitude to have about, you know, when you've done something wrong by something. My family's real good at this, and you have to do it. I have to deliver it the way they do it. You call yourself a Christian? That's the exact tone of voice. How can this be? Well, first of all, you didn't think I was a Christian in the first place, did you? So that's what that is. Second of all, I don't know what you think a Christian is, but I'll explain it to you in simple language. I confessed and repented, then I got grace. You are not confessing, you are not repenting, so you ain't getting anything. See, there's a difference. The Bible says, I have to forgive you. I mean, I have to. If you come to me and you confess and you repent and you take responsibility, I have to give that to you. And that it'll kill me to have to do it, but I'll have to do it. If you want to just torture me, just confess to this and watch me, the look on my face right and say, I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you. Oh, that was, you know. You could do that to me right now. You could put me to the test. But see, some people, bless their heart, they don't like the vulnerability of confessing that they've done something wrong. They don't like admitting that. They think they're leaving themselves up open for some kind of a counterattack. They think you're going to manipulate them in some sort of way and take advantage of that. They feel like, you know, my goal here is I'm going to say that I did something wrong, but I'm not going to really confess to it and leave myself open to that. So in a funny way, they're kind of leaving you to be the vulnerable one. You're the one getting taken advantage of. You're the one who has to try and keep this relationship going when you know this other person has done something bogus. The right attitude for that other person to have is to be able to stand their ground, look you in the eye and say, I have done wrong. I apologize. No excuses. I have done wrong. That's the right way to do it. And that's the way you need to do it. That's the way I need to do it. And that's the way people need to do it to do wrong by you. These are possible things. These are not impossible goals that we're looking for. And as Matt said, the trust is earned. If you're asking me for love, the Bible's commanded me. I have to love you. There are people in my life. It's a struggle to get to a place where I can really say that I love them, and I work hard on that. And there are people that I have to forgive, and it feels like the hardest thing. Because I like justice. I love justice. Justice is great. I mean, when I'm handing it out, I don't like it coming at me at all. That's terrible. But God said you like grace when it's coming to you, so you're supposed to show grace to somebody else. I said, you know, okay, you know. So I have to figure out how to give that grace and that love and that forgiveness, and I do. But understand, there are people in my life that I love, that I have forgiven, that I do whatever it is. But I will not trust you, bless your heart, because you haven't earned it. And because I've got a good head on my shoulders and I'm aware of what goes on, and I'm not going to be manipulated into giving you an opportunity to mess me up. Uh-huh. Because the truth is, and this is a point I want to end on, the truth is, when we handle this stuff wrong, it hurts everybody.
Yes.
If I let people continue to take advantage of me, that's not helping them. We're enabling other people. Sometimes they're caught up in their madness, and they're just trying to use you and manipulate you in certain kind of ways. Sometimes people, you know, they just have a hard time admitting to their problems and admitting to their mistakes. And sometimes we can be patient with that, but sometimes we need to help them learn. Say, look, why don't you just go ahead and confess and see what happens? I am a Christian. I do love you. I do want this to be squashed, but you have to take responsibility. That's important. Have the courage to do that, and you'll see how much of a Christian I can be. You put me to the test. That's the right thing. That's what I want to see happen here. I want you to have the kind of relationships where you have these healthy boundaries. You're making these right reactions. When you help people who've done wrong learn how to get on that right track with you, you're going to have a lot more healthy relationships. Amen? We love you. We love you. God bless you.